Shalom Aleichem on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take time for Talmud. Nida Memhei, Nida 45a, pagination is 89. We'll start at the Mishnah at the bottom of the page, about six lines up. The Mishnah is continuing the theme of the previous two Mishnayos regarding ages of children and what threshold is required for different halachas. So the Mishnah states, Ben Teisha Shanim V'yom Echad, a boy at the age of nine, and the expression is nine in a day, but what it means is that nine full years have elapsed and we've entered the new day. Shebo'al Yevimto, that is intimate with the Yevama. Kana'a, he would acquire her in a relationship of marriage. Ve'ein nosin get at shayagdil, but if he wanted to dissolve this marriage, he would only be able to do that once he became a bar mitzvah. Let's back up and appreciate what's going on over here. In the previous Mishnah, we talked about what age a girl would technically be enough of an age, enough of a girl, that the act of intimacy would qualify as such an act. Obviously, it's not recommended, it's not acceptable, whatever we want to say, but we still need to know what is the demarcation line. If, God forbid, the girl was assaulted, so whatever we're dealing with, but is it a capital offense? If it's an erva, is she of that age, or is it other issues that we have to deal with? So we were told by a girl that the age is three, and we discussed the primary ramification for us is the prohibition of yichud, of a man being closeted with a woman or girl at a certain age. That prohibition begins to be applicable. Younger than that age, for example, the age of two, an uncle could babysit the niece and lock the door. And it's not relevant because she's so young that yichud doesn't apply. We're now dealing with the boy, and the rules of the boy are nine of age. And the Mishnah chooses an example. If a boy less than bar mitzvah was with the Yevama. The Yevama, again, is the case where this nine-year-old's brother passed away without children and was married at the time. That woman is bound in the relationship of Yibum to this underage boy. Either Chalitza, the rejection ceremony, can be done, and a certain age is required for that, or Yibum could occur. Says the Mishnah, technically, whether we encourage this or discourage this, but technically, once the boy is of age nine, his act of intimacy qualifies, and if he was with this woman, this Yevama, the relationship would be consummated into a marriage, and they would be married. Now, if he wants to give a get to dissolve such a marriage, he has to be a bar mitzvah. He can't dissolve a marriage with less than that. But the union, being that it's still a continuation on some level of the brother's marriage, and the Torah joined them on some level, that either they have to do chalitza or yibum, therefore the biyah will complete the relationship and make them husband and wife, but if he wants to dissolve it, it would require a get. Skipping to the end of the Mishnah, V'imbal achas mikolo arayas amuras betora, mumasam al yado, v'hu pater. And if a woman who's prohibited to this over 9-year-old boy would come upon him, so then that woman who's above bas mitzvah would be in violation of a capital offense if indeed she is of that prohibited nature to him. And he's pater because he's underage. But the act is considered an act once he's reached the age of 9. Continuing on to Amud Beis, the top line, regarding nidarim, vows, we have a fascinating halacha that vows can begin taking effect the year before bar bas mitzvah. Rav Shamsham Feil Hirsch has a fascinating insight over here. He says that vows, by definition, are things you take on before whatever it is that you're committing yourself to. And when a person makes a commitment of sorts, that commitment done now will carry themselves into the events of the future. The future will unfold based on the commitments of today. That's the concept in its basic level of a New Year's resolution. You make the decision now, and let's re-examine it. What's going on in 6 to 8 months? And therefore, part of Bar Bas Mitzvah is what commitments are you making as you approach Bar Bas Mitzvah. Fascinating insight. The Mishnah states, Bas Achas Esrei Shana V'Yom Echad Nidoreha Nivdokin. Once a girl is 11 years of age, we would check and see if she understands what she's doing, what she's saying. Is she adult enough, mature enough, to understand what she did in her commitment? Once she's in the 12th year, we check that she indeed understands what she is doing. Ben 12 shana v'yom echad rav nivdokin. A boy of 12 years of age, we're going to check the vow. Ben yud gimel shana v'yom echad nidarav kayamin. The assumption is that once he's 13, it's valid. Ubot kim kol shlosh esrei, and we check that indeed it's valid during the 13th. The Mishnah continues, Kodom lezman hazeh, if it's earlier than these times, 1 year before Bar Bat Mitzvah, afa bisha amru yodom anu l'shem mi nadarnu l'shem mi ekdashnu ein nidreyem nedev ein ekdesh en hekdesh, even if they claim that they know exactly what they're doing, it's not binding. La'achar hazman hazeh, after the time that we've allocated for verification in ages, even if they say we don't know what we meant when we made the vow, when we made the hektish, we were just uttering words, we were mimicking, we were joking, the working assumption is that it is valid. Now, you could theoretically have a case, just like by any adult, that we have questions about what they meant and what they said. And if we're dealing with someone who's lacking intelligence, so that could be brought to the table. But in a basic case, these ages are the parameters which we work with. Want to observe that on this daf, which implies the difference in maturity between boys and girls as to when they become adults. So we have on the daf the statement in the wide lines about 8 lines down. Melamed shenosan HaKadosh Baruch Hu bina yisera b'isha yoser miba'ish. One of the differences between men and women is that women were imbued, gifted with greater understanding, bina yisera, more than men, which obviously is its own segue to a greater discussion, but on the basic level, that bar bat mitzvah, indeed, the maturity of boys and girls occurs at a different age. Yashar koach, thank you for joining.